If I could talk the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 23rd day of November, 2010. Miley Cyrus is 18 today. Bruce Hornsby, remember him? Bruce Hornsby in the Range? 56. Steve Landisberg of the popular television series Barney Miller turned 65. Billy the Kid was born on this day in 1859. You know, I always thought about that. Wouldn't it be interesting to go through your whole life being known as the Kid? Hey, Mr. the Kid. You know, that kind of was my life. You know, I got started in radio so young people say, hey, let the kid do it. You know, so anyway, Billy the Kid. And on this day in 1889, the jukebox made its debut. I was a jukebox kid. You know, back when I was growing up, and Mom would drop us off at the pool, you know, it had a rec building of sorts right next to it, a place where you could buy burgers and just kind of hang out, pool table, and it had a jukebox, which played 45 RPM records. And that's what people listened to back then. And I started thinking about the evolution of music and how the distribution has all changed. In a way, it hasn't been for the best. Because I seem to remember, and it's kind of hard to compare experiences if you've never had this, but radio has always been a way to bring people together, to combine people of common interest and likes, and those likes being music and programming. For instance, there were radio stations that middle-aged adults liked best and that older adults liked even more. And then there were radio stations that the kids liked. And that was when rock and roll really started taking hold. And a lot of people, they would play milder music on the adult stations. Like, you know, you would play some Beatles songs, but not some Hendrix. And so there was, when you would go to the pool, there was this agreement, I guess. I don't know how this turned out, but most of the radio stations, people would bring their portable transistor radios. And they would all be playing the same station. So you basically brought your own public address system, and everybody had it on, you know, next to the chaise, or, you know, it was amazing. So you'd drive up, and you'd hear the Big X playing. And it would play all day, all afternoon, from the morning to the time the pool opened in the morning until the time it closed at night. And so it was, the radio, the disc jockey, was kind of like Twitter, because when you would announce something and say, hey, this concert's going on, or hey, everybody's going to Shoney's, is where everybody would go. You know? So it was shouting out stuff to people in sort of its own infancy kind of way. And there were jukeboxes that played music in the rec hall. You would pay, I believe it was a quarter. You put a quarter in, and you could play it for a dollar. You got five songs. And it would load them up. It would play the record right in front of you. So you did have ways. But now we're more detached from each other because we have these little iPhones, iPods, Nanos that can carry your entire music library in a device the size of the face of a watch. That's great technology. Not so sure how good it is for community, which is why I'm such a big proponent of things like Facebook and things that bring people together. Which they have, and so in a weird way, the internet has come up with its own solution. We all can put in our earbuds and close everybody out and have our own music experience, but we still have a broader stage now, such as YouTube and Facebook and the interactive media, to get together and to see what each other's doing. By Skype, I can talk to people all over the world. And by my YouTube, I can tell what's going on here. I can watch what's going on with them. And you really, in a weird way, build a relationship with the people to whom you're subscribed. And it's such an interesting world now. And when I compare it back to when I grew up, it is such a contradiction of terms. But still, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Would you? We'll see you tomorrow.